What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
Dr. Ian Harper is one of Australia's best-known economists. He's worked closely with governments, banks and corporations at the highest level. He's sought after as a commentator and public speaker on economics and financial issues and has been described as one of those relatively rare academics who can communicate extremely well with both the business community and the academic community. He's currently in Perth to speak about a Christian vision for the marketplace at Vose College. He joins me in the studio this morning. Welcome to 98.5 Sunshine FM.
Good morning, Rodney.
We live in an age when we're being told more and more that we can believe what we like, but that we shouldn't, that we should just leave our beliefs at home when we head off to work. So how then do we start to begin to create a Christian vision for the marketplace?
Well, Rodney, I know that people say that sort of thing, but I'm not quite sure that they know what they mean. It's impossible, really, for any of us, Christian or non-Christian, to go off into the world, as it were, not taking your values with you. On what basis would you make decisions on a day-to-day basis unless you've got your values in hand? I think what people who say that specifically to Christians mean, well, if you're a Christian, leave those values at home and don't bother me. But as to anybody else, they're welcome to their values. I think that's unfair and I think it's unrealistic.
So we're always going to be guided by our values no matter what those values are.
That's absolutely right. I used to, when I was leading the Australian Fair Pay Commission, some of your listeners might remember some years back, people would say, well, you know, you're a Christian, you shouldn't be taking your Christian values into making decisions about the minimum wage. It was fairly clear that everybody who was involved with me in making that decision brought values to the table. How could you not bring values to the table when thinking about what the minimum wage should be? So why should Christian values be left out and other values allowed in? It's just inconsistent.
Do you think it's a misunderstanding of what Christian values actually are?
I think that's right. I used to say to people, well, look, you know, if you want to know what Christian values are, they're written down in a book and they're expounded every week in a public place, in all sorts of places around the country, which does two things. One, it means you can find out what I claim to believe, what my values are, and you can hold me to account. If I don't behave according to those values, they're written down. They're all public. So now what about you, my friend? Where are your values written down? And how can I hold you to account for the decisions that you make? People sort of fairly quickly stopped asking me that question. I think it's important for all of us to recognize that we bring values into every aspect of our lives, and that's right. That's what should happen. Christians have values or aspire to values that are written down, as I say, in the Bible. And at the very least, we can be held to account for those values. And I think people ought to respect that fact.
Oftentimes when we talk about being a Christian in the marketplace or a Christian at work, we simplify it so much that it's just about be honest at work, do the right thing and work hard. But surely it's got to be more than that.
Well, it is more than that, Rod, as you point out. But I might say that's a great place to start. And there are plenty of workplaces, and I don't just mean on the shop floor. I mean in the boardroom, right, where if people were to adhere to even that minimal set of Christian values, then the workplace would be a much better place. Look, it is a Christian vision for the workplace. First of all, a Christian brings to his or her work an acknowledgement that we're working, as the Bible says, as for the Lord. So I'm just not going to work to, you know, make ends meet. I'm going to work because this is part of my ministry. This is part of my calling. Now, you won't not necessarily expect others to pick up that subtlety who aren't Christian, but they ought to be able to see the whole Christian person in the workplace. Whether you're in a caring profession like teaching or nursing or being a doctor or whether you are, you know, serving in a shop or like I used to do, teaching in a university or like I now do, advising other businesses, you ought to be doing that, you know, with as if you were doing it for the Lord Jesus himself. So it is very much about formation for yourself as a Christian as well as bringing salt and light into the workplace. So sure, it's about being honest, Rodney, but it's also about being ready to give an answer and ready to assist. In my experience, I often find, for instance, that many people who aren't Christians, certainly, and even of, you know, different faiths, find it hard to wrestle with ethical questions. And sometimes I find people unwilling to express a view when they know in their gut that something's wrong. And they'll look to the Christian and they'll say, well, you know, you say something. Can't you say something? You know about this. So I think, yes, be honest, but also be ready when other people are looking to you to say something, to speak up for what's right and what's wrong. We still, as Christians, have license to do that, interestingly.
We have license to do that, and yet so often if we do try and bring our point forward, I guess without that question first of someone saying, what do you think here, we can be shouted down.
Well, we can be. And a good deal worse happened to the Lord Jesus himself. I think Christians need courage. And it may well come to the stage, you know, I haven't faced this myself, and people, your listeners might say, well, it's easy for you to say that if you've not faced it. But yes, there could well come a time when it might be a decision to leave the job, or in fact, you might be sacked, right? I think it's unlikely that someone would have the nerve to sack you over an ethical or moral issue. But if they did, then be it on their own heads. We need to have the courage of our convictions. So, Rodney, I think that the many people, in my experience, are calling out for ethics and morality to be much more front and center than they have been. And yet, with the gradual sort of retreat of Christianity from our society, folk find it that they're at a loss. They don't have the language anymore. They don't have the framework within which to think about this. And they recognize that Christians do. So I'd encourage all of your listeners who are Christians to be brave, be courageous, call on the strength of the Lord. He'll give you the words that you need to say, and you will know that basically the spotlight is on you. It's time for you to say something. And that something, Rodney, might be as simple as, no, I disagree.
You talked about working as if for the Lord. If we can truly grasp that, is that going to give us a greater job satisfaction?
I think there is immense satisfaction to be had from knowing that you are where God wants you to be. And for many people, that might not be in the workplace, of course. People can get great satisfaction out of not being in the paid workforce. A bigger issue for us, I think, as Christians in the workplace, is somehow coming to terms with this tension that, well, maybe I shouldn't be, running a business, or I shouldn't be working. I should be doing something in a voluntary capacity working for the church. Well, maybe you should. But don't think that God doesn't call us to be in the marketplace, running businesses, doing jobs. The danger for us, as in all other aspects of life, is that we idolize that it becomes an idol to us. If your work or your business or your profession becomes an idol, that's a problem. But as to being in the world and bringing Christ's light into the marketplace, goodness me, you know, what other darker place could you think of than the marketplace? That is precisely where Christians need to be.
Ian, it's been great chatting to you, chatting to Ian Harper this morning about a Christian vision for the marketplace. Time is too short because there's lots more to be said, but thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure, Rodney.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.